I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 12th. The new public safety complex that's being built in Quincy won't be ready until November. This week, Mayor Thomas Koch said there's still a punch list of items that need to be completed both inside and outside the new building on C Street. Previously, Koch had said the new building would be ready for occupancy by the police and fire departments and emergency management by October. Once the new building is complete, the current police station will be demolished and replaced with a new park dedicated to first responders. Two suspects have been arrested in connection with the theft of pizza delivery drivers' vehicles in Quincy recently. Police say an adult and a juvenile were both apprehended in Braintree on Monday and charged with possession of a stolen car. The car was stolen Sunday night near 803 Southern Artery in Quincy when a driver left it running to deliver a pizza order that turned out to be fake. Same thing happened on Labor Day weekend on Berlin Street in North Quincy. Police believe the suspects that were apprehended this week are responsible for both incidents. Both vehicles have since been recovered. A group of Quincy residents who were trying to get a question on the November 4th ballot to change the mayor's upcoming pay raise will hold a rally tomorrow to gather voter signatures. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises will gather at 9 a.m. at the World War II Memorial across from Central Middle School to ask people to sign their petition. The group says they still need 3,000 signatures to get the question on the ballot. They've collected about 3,000 so far and have until September 23rd to submit the signatures to the city clerk's office. The question asks voters to set the mayor's salary at $183,000 per year rather than the $285,000 that was approved last year. It would also provide for 2% raises for all elected officials every year rather than tying the raises to the consumer price index, as has been approved. The question also leaves it up to voters to change the salary policy. Well, there was a large police presence at UMass Boston yesterday afternoon after an unconfirmed report of a shooting on campus. Police worked to clear all buildings and determined there was no threat to the community. After a thorough investigation, no evidence of any gunfire was found anywhere on campus and no injuries were reported. All classes and activities were canceled. They will resume this morning. UMass Boston sent an alert about a public safety threat in or near the Residence Hall East building. Police said they received a single 911 call about shots fired. State police responded. Officers ran into the buildings with their guns drawn. People were told to stay away from the area. Some nearby businesses went into lockdown. The university said counseling is available to anyone who needs it, and the incident remains under investigation. Philanthropist Josh Kraft, son of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, is ending his campaign for mayor after a blistering defeat in Boston's preliminary election. Mayor Michelle Wu, the incumbent, entered the preliminary with a massive lead in the polls and led the election results on Tuesday by a margin of nearly 49% over Kraft. While both Kraft and Wu are Democrats, he campaigned largely on criticism of the current administration. He attempted to position himself as someone who would, quote, listen and learn from the people, but never gained enough traction to challenge a popular incumbent with national notoriety. Kraft said he would divert his attention and $3 million to organizations focused on the crisis in the neighborhood known as Mass and Cass. Kraft split from his top campaign advisors less than a week before the preliminary. At the time, his campaign also confirmed he was pouring $3.5 million of his own money into the campaign, bringing his total investment to more than $5 million. Wu, the city's first Asian and female leader, has been bolstered in part by her defense of the city against attacks from the Trump administration. Members of the administration, often led by Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, have accused the city of not doing enough to crack down on illegal immigration and threatened a surge in arrests. Federal immigration officials are currently conducting an enforcement surge in the region, and the Department of Justice launched a lawsuit against Boston and the mayor last week. Students in the band program at Point Webster Middle School in Quincy are starting out the new school year with some brand new instruments. The school won a $65,000 grant from the Music Drives Us Foundation, founded by Ernie Bach Jr. The grant was written by Point Webster band teacher Charles Wilson. This past Tuesday, a representative from Music Drives Us joined Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, members of the school committee, and students and staff in announcing the new grant and playing with the new instruments. Students in the band program are in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office will present Recovery Fest Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Public Safety Complex in Braintree. The event will feature live music, games, and resources for people impacted by substance use addiction. The Thalia Theater Troupe and the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater present From Colonial to Contemporary, a Quincy Celebration, Saturday from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy. The free event will include five single-act plays, live music, dancing, and Quincy's first life-sized history book. You can visit thaliatheatertroupe.org for more information. The annual Housneck Chowder Fest will be held Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Housneck Maritime Center on Bayview Avenue. The Housneck Community Council says over 20 restaurants will be participating in the event, which will also include live music, a video gaming truck, a bake sale, raffles, and cash bar. Proceeds benefit youth and family programs. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's Saturdays in the Park free live music series continues this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street in Wollaston. Visit wollastonhill.com for more information. And the Quincy Farmers Market is open every Sunday from 12:30 to 4 p.m. at St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. Visit quincyfarmersmarket.com for more information. Check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 617 points. The NASDAQ rose 157, and the S&P is up 55. Asian stocks also rose, tracking Wall Street's record-setting run the previous day after a mixed set of U.S. data bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates to boost the economy. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $61 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight for a series with the Yankees beginning at 7:10. The Patriots are in Miami Sunday at 1. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: sunny and a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight and a low 50. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 76. Sunday, clouds, maybe an afternoon or evening shower, high 78. Sunshine, 78 on Monday. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves, northeast winds at 10 knots, high tide 3:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:21, sets at 6:58. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 12th.